KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A powerful anti-cancer compound discovered off South Africa's southern coast is making waves in the scientific world. The compound was extracted from a rare deep-sea marine worm. It's showing promise in fighting cancer, including leukemia, by stopping the growth of cancer cells. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Environmental Minister Dion George says the discovery highlights the urgent need to protect South Africa's oceans as a source of health and economic opportunity. He says the compound was first discovered in the 1990s, and decades later, it's sparking fresh interest in South Africa's biotech and pharmaceutical sectors. The compound has also been hailed by the US National Cancer Institute as one of the most potential anti-cancer agents ever tested for its ability to selectively destroy cancer cells. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The lawyer of the man who pleaded guilty to killing the former Secretary General of the ANC Youth League says the party owes his family an apology. Sentencing proceedings in the murder case of Sindiso Magaka began in the Pietermaritzburg High Court yesterday. Newswatch's Qinakutle Malinga has been following proceedings.
Sibusiso Ncengwa has admitted to being part of the plot to kill Magaka, who was gunned down in Umzumkulu in 2017. Magaka was allegedly targeted for exposing corruption within the local municipality. Yesterday, Ncengwa's lawyer, Andrew Matlamela, pleaded with the court for a lesser sentence, arguing that his client had shown remorse and disclosed the names of those who ordered the hit. Ncengwa has pointed the now late Umzumkulu mayor as the mastermind behind the 35-year-old's assassination plot. Advocate Matlamela says the party should have acted back then.
They should have sent some delegation from ANC to go to Magaka family to apologize and said, our senior members killed Sindiso Magaka. Nothing from them. All that they are saying now is that this killing has affected the organization.
Ncengwa will be sentenced next week. Qinakutle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police has called on SAPS management to suspend all senior officials in the Crime Intelligence Unit that have been arrested for fraud and corruption. Crime Intelligence boss Dumisani Khumalo and his co-accused were nabbed last week for alleged unlawful appointments. Chairperson of the committee, Ian Cameron.
All of the senior members linked to Crime Intelligence and the South African Police Service be suspended or relieved of their duties until further notice, until the relevant investigations have been concluded. This is especially important to protect the integrity and the credibility of the said investigations.
And Paris is on red alert for high temperatures today. The top of the Eiffel Tower has been shut, traffic bans and speed restrictions in place as a searing heat wave grips Europe. Mediterranean countries from France and Italy to Greece have been sweltering in a heat wave for several days, prompting health warnings and alerts. Temperatures in France are expected to hit a peak today. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23, Richards Bay, 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And coming up in your sports, world tennis number one, Jannik Sinner says he's ready to play great tennis at Wimbledon following a very disappointing month of June. Man City, they've been knocked out of the Club World Cup, and we'll hear from Springboks scrum coach, the scrum doctor, Dan Heeman, about what he thinks with Andre Esterhazen pecking down at flank.